The historic Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island is again the site of Michigan's largest business and politics mixer. The annual Mackinac Policy Conference draws hundreds of business leaders and politicians to the island for a three-day strategy summit. This year, the Flint water crisis, the plight of the Detroit public schools, and proposed transportation improvements top the agenda. Rick Pluta is State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. He's covered the Mackinac Policy Conference for many years and is on the island this week. I spoke with Rick yesterday as the first full day was wrapping up, and I started out by asking him how Governor Rick Snyder formally welcomed the attendees.
He tried to strike a positive tone in the face of various crises, but most specifically the Flint water crisis. And this was also done under the shadow of a new Detroit News public opinion survey that showed that his popularity is at an all-time low. And so the governor announced to this group of business people, a very, very sympathetic crowd, reports of my demise are well overblown. And he's basically trying to say that just because, you know, we face these big challenges, that they should be approached with optimism rather than what he complained about, especially in the media, you know, pessimism. And he even called a lot of reporters a bunch of Eeyores. And so that was the tone of his welcoming speech, that he said that, you know, Michigan ought to be optimistic about the future, even in the face of crises like the Flint water debacle.
What kind of response did that line get about his demise?
This is a Snyder crowd, and so they ate it up with a spoon, that they were happy. The question is, how is this going to play off the island, where maybe people aren't quite so optimistic and sanguine about the problems that are facing Michigan in a lot of its urban centers, and especially in Flint?
Let's get off the island just for a second, and let me point out the governor's harshest critics have said all along they'd like him to resign. Do you think those critics are warming up to the possibility that he won't?
I don't think they're warming up to the possibility that he won't, but it's very, very unlikely that they're going to get their wish, and they will use the, you know, the words and the tone that he struck on the island yesterday is more evidence that this is a chief executive who's out of touch, but they're not going to get their wish, at least no time soon.
Did the governor speak to the Detroit public school funding measures?
No, he did not. He did not speak to it, although certainly a lot of attention on the island is focused on what is happening in Lansing regarding the public school system in Detroit. And it looks like Republicans are trying to put together a new deal that would largely eviscerate the authority of a commission that was supposed to control the placement of new schools in the city and to deal with the issue that there are some parts of the city where there are lots of schools, but there are other parts of the city where there are virtually no schools and nothing really for the children who are living near there, who need to attend classes someplace nearby because of all the transportation issues they're facing.
Now, members of the Michigan House are not on the island here this week. They stayed here in Lansing to vote on the DPS plans. How close is the legislature to sealing a deal here?
The word is that they are very close, but the problem with very close is very often bridging that final measure is the most difficult part. And so we will see if the House can get something done in time for Speaker Kevin Cotter to release the members so that they can come and spend at least Thursday night on the island.
This proposal involving the Detroit Education Commission, I'm curious what kind of talk that has generated up there.
You know what, this is a group of people, as a matter of fact, the Detroit Regional Chamber had been hoping to use this event, as they often use this particular event, which is to lobby policymakers for their agenda. And the Detroit Regional Chamber is firmly behind the proposal that's already been adopted by the Senate with the support of Republicans, with the support of Democrats, with the support of Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, and with the support of Governor Snyder. And what they're saying is that this is not enough money, it's too punitive on the teachers' unions, and it doesn't have that critical control over where schools can be opened in the city.
We're talking about the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference. Rick Pluta covers the event each year. Rick is State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. Can you update us on the status of the energy legislation that we've been waiting for? Where is that?
It's been voted out of committee, and right now it is on the Senate floor, but they're having a lot of trouble drumming up the support necessary to move it. And even while senators, both Republicans and Democrats, are trying to digest all the different parts of it, there are lots of groups from across the political spectrum that are trying to kill it because of some objection or another. On the environmental side, they object the fact that there's no more renewable energy mandate that's in it. It doesn't even maintain the current one. It simply sets a goal. On the far right side of the spectrum, groups like Americans for Prosperity and the Michigan Freedom Fund are trying to kill it because it essentially eliminates the electric choice program by requiring any energy provider in the state to have a significant presence in the state than simply being a pass-through entity. And they're saying that that would essentially kill competition with big utilities by alternative energy providers.
Can the two sides come together on this?
Well, they haven't as of yet, but, you know, this is, it's very big, it's very complex, and there's a lot of room to move the pieces around. The question is, can they be moved close enough together in order to succeed in winning Lansing math, which is 56 votes to get a majority in the House, 19 votes to get a majority in the Senate, and the support of Governor Rick Snyder.
We're talking about the Detroit Regional Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference and events unfolding at the Capitol. Rick Pluta covers the event each year. Rick is, of course, State House Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network. The Regional Transit Authority of Southeast Michigan has unveiled a plan to provide more bus and rail connections between Detroit and Ann Arbor, also more direct access to a DTW. It's a $4.6 billion plan. RTA wants to put a millage proposal on the November 8th ballot to pay for it. How is that proposal playing at the conference?
Oh, this conference has always been four square behind a regional mass transit system for Metro Detroit and much of Lower Michigan. For decades, they've been trying to get something on this. I mean, I remember this discussion going back to the Engler administration up here and trying to come up with memorandums of understanding and other mechanisms to try and get this rolling. This is as close as they've ever gotten. And so what they're doing is they're launching basically the campaign in support of the ballot drive to get this millage adopted in Southeast Michigan and to get things rolling on that regional mass transit system. And it's a very big, very ambitious project.
I know there's talk of mobility. There's been a broader discussion here about the future of mobility, and that is apparently coming up at the island. What can you tell us?
Sure. I mean, look, this is, you know, by and large, a business conference of business people. And so this group is focused on the economic future of the state. And you can't talk about that without talking about the automotive industry. And a lot of people believe that the future of the automotive industry is in things like driverless cars that will come and get you when they are summoned, you know, the next generation taxi cabs. But these things, I mean, they'll have to be able to, you know, read traffic signals, know where other vehicles are on the road in order to avoid them. And Governor Snyder and U.S. Senator Gary Peters and a group of transportation and business people said that Michigan is going to go full throttle to try and compete with Silicon Valley to be the center of that particular industry, with test driving sites, with R&D facilities, and with a road system that's actually equipped to work with those cars so they can be developed here, they can be tested here, and basically, you know, this could be sort of a connoisseur's paradise for driverless vehicles.
An upcoming session is on Michigan's defense assets. I know Senator Debbie Stabenow is one of the panelists. What can you tell us about that topic?
This is actually an idea that dates back to the Granholm administration, and it's that Michigan can be a center of Homeland Defense Technology and Research, that we have a couple of corridors in southeast Michigan and in northern Michigan that could actually serve as Homeland Defense corridors. That's what they're, what they're talked about. And so it includes military bases, research and development facilities, manufacturing facilities. And the idea is basically to, find some of Michigan's strengths in both the military presence here and the manufacturing and the R&D presence here, and use that to leverage the growth of that as an industry here.
You've got hundreds of influential people up there rubbing shoulders all at the same time, like every year. How important can casual conversations be in a setting like that, Rick?
Well, when it comes to deal making, the two things that Mackinac provides are a clubby, chummy atmosphere, maybe lubricated by a cocktail or two and some cold shrimp, but also that when discussions break apart, people are still physically, geographically close together, so people can separate, cool off, think about things. And to reconvene a group to talk about something doesn't really take much more than 10 minutes if you really want it to happen. That's one of the reasons why the Detroit Regional Chamber was so anxious to have House members up here, in order to, have those sorts of discussions and being able to, come together and then come together again to try and reach an accord.
Rick Pluta, State Capitol Bureau Chief from Mackinac Island and the Mackinac Policy Conference from the Detroit Regional Chamber. Thank you, Rick.
Always a pleasure, Mark.